I went home for that as well as a family reunion, and I just kind of reconnected with a lot of people there. And I said, how about let's do in a theater? So we had a meeting there and elected a board of directors and a small board of directors. And anyway, we've been working towards bringing this first show up there, the Standing by Tammy Wynette, a show that I wrote and that actually has ties historically to New Richmond.
Before we get into the play itself, the first play at the theater, are you using a building that's already standing and you've converted into a community theater, or did it have to be built from scratch?
In New Richmond?
Yes.
In New Richmond, we don't have a home. We're currently, the Board of Education in New Richmond owns the old high school there, and it has an auditorium in the old high school where they used to play. They used to put on plays there and also basketball games and sports. We're in that old school. They now call it, I think they call it the New Richmond Community Center. And so that's going to be our temporary home until we can figure out what we need to do next.
Now let's hear a little bit about your play, the one about Tammy Wynette.
How we came about writing the show was my niece, Donna Amberge Chapel. Her dad married Tammy Wynette in 1967. And my niece was 14 years old, and she left New Richmond and went to Nashville to be with her dad. And then she ended up singing the high tenor harmonies alongside Tammy Wynette on the early recordings that Tammy made. Her dad was married to Tammy for about 18 months. The story that goes along with the music in the production that we're going to do, Standing by Tammy Wynette, the story comes from Donna traveling with them at age 14 up till she was about 16, and they traveled, they went to Europe, they toured all over the United States and Canada. So that's the story, that's the fabric of the play. And then Tammy's career is told along with Donna's story.
So when does the play open?
The play opens on December the 14th.
Do you hope one day to get your own freestanding building?
My dream would be to actually rebuild the old opera house. They tore it down, I think, in the 1960s. Would be to rebuild the old opera house, which sat on Market Street, and refit it, of course. It would be state-of-the-art and have it in a community center as well as a performing arts center and museum, perhaps.
Bob Baker is artistic director of the River Stage Theater in New Richmond, Ohio. He also wrote the first play that's opening in the theater December 14th. It's called Standing By Tammy Wynette. With a postcard from Claremont County, I'm Steve Hirschberg.